The Astronomy Ireland are presenting a public online lecture tonight under the title of Warping Space and Time. Joining me on the line now to talk more about this is the chairman of Astronomy Ireland, David Moore. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
David, we'll talk in a minute about the lecture, and you're into uncomfortable territory for me, I have to say, because these kind of things, you know, they play games in my mind, but maybe you can enlighten me a little bit or simplify it. But before we do that, a little bit about Astronomy Ireland. Who are you and what do you do?
Well, we're People's National Astronomy Society, especially for beginners. And we've been trying to get people interested in space from Ireland for over three decades now. We have a fantastic magazine, comes out every month, full colour, Ireland's only astronomy magazine, aimed at beginners, so it's popular level, and it tells you what to see in the sky. Also, we report what people in Ireland are seeing. Some people do have telescopes and send in fantastic pictures. Other people just watch things like the International Space Station that's flying over tonight. So you'll get free predictions for that on our website, astronomy.ie. And we're doing lots of events, a big barbecue under the stars coming up in a few weeks on September the 5th. It's Ireland's biggest annual star party. Everybody is invited to that in the Wicklow Mountains. People come in from abroad, alone the 32 counties, for that. And then, like today, we try to keep in touch with the media and get people excited about events in the sky. And also, you know, talks online that anyone in the country can tune into. So we hope they will this evening. And we have Dr. Steve Barrett, a brilliant speaker from the University of Liverpool, who, although he's a professional scientist, he knows he's talking to people that don't have any science education and are just fascinated by his topic tonight, which is warping time and space, which I think blows everybody's minds. People love hearing Professor Brian Cox talk about this on the TV and everything else like that. It links even into Star Trek and the like, would you believe?
Okay, so, and I'd imagine the weather conditions we have at the moment are very favourable for people who do look like to look into the sky, particularly at night.
Yeah, for once, the weather looks predictable and we'll be able to see things, whereas often for astronomers, we characterise the weather with two words, mostly cloudy. About three out of four nights are totally cloudy in Ireland, yet Astronomy Ireland is the world's most popular astronomy society. How does that work? The only way I can figure it out is, you know, when we get a stretch of sun like this, we all go a bit crazy because we haven't seen it in such a long time. And maybe that's the thing. In other countries where the stars are out every night, they take them for granted. When we see a clear sky, it's cause for celebration.
Absolutely, and I do know, and I've experienced this when you go abroad and you look up and you see all these beautiful stars. Oh my goodness, you know, we don't have that, but as you said, we do have it. We just sometimes don't have the ability to see it. You mentioned Professor Brian Cox, and you know, people will be so familiar with him through the media, and you know, he's become quite a celebrity in recent years. But you yourself you were there way before him, because you've been broadcasting on in this area for many decades now.
Gosh, yeah, I did my first one all the way back in 1985 when I was lucky enough as a young student at UCD to take the first picture of Halley's Comet, taken from Ireland on its way back. I got so obsessed with comets, still love them, that I went to Australia the following year to actually see it. And if you want to see a scary piece of video, go to the RT archives online and look up Astronomy 1985. You'll probably find the clip there. I've seen it recently. I'd like to think I've got a little bit better at the old broadcasting gig. It went on then to, we had a monthly show on Den TV with Dustin Ray Darcy, initially Zig and Zag, and that was just great fun. And it's one of the things that helped catapult Astronomy on to being the world's most popular astronomy society. We're always trying to reach all 8 million people. Until they've all joined Astronomy Ireland, we won't rest. You're missing out on so much. I mean, space station flying over tonight. The planet Venus will be near the moon on Friday. There's always something happening every week. And there's diagrams in the magazine, what you can see with your naked eye. So, you know, it will run by volunteers, so the costs are kept extremely low. It costs about €1 a week to get the magazine. There's a weekly email goes out as well. And we do everything we can to get people interested in space. And I'm hoping a lot of people listening to this will join the society. That's what we set it up for.
And there is huge interest in this area, particularly amongst young people and school children. I know we have a town scientist here, Dr. Niamh Shaw, and there's a campaign to get Niamh into space. And again, she visits the schools and she gives talks in the library, and it's always hugely attended.
Absolutely, yeah. And we've had Niamh give talks to Astronomy Ireland in the past. And I know Niamh well, going back all those years. I remember seeing her first talk and her training on Fair City, made a brilliant public speaker. So what a career, a diverse career she's had. And even Professor Brian Cox, he was kind enough to give us a talk, gosh, it's now nearly 20 years ago now, when he just he'd done some of her BC Horizon programs. He was just about to do the big series he's been doing. And as a man who played in a band that had a number one hit song, his sort of moniker is the BBC's rock star astronomer. And I've seen him talk in the arenas in Belfast and Dublin where thousands of people, and you could see the delight on his face when he's saying, it's great to be here on whatever Tuesday evening talking to 5,000 people about physics.
In addition to Brian Cox, I mean, you've interviewed, you know, Patrick Moore, Chris Hadfield, Buzz Aldrin, Neil Armstrong. These are, you know, legends.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe I'm biased, but I think Neil Armstrong is probably the most famous person in history, full stop. I mean, he's the first person to set foot on another world. That's a first you can never beat. And it was an absolute pleasure to meet him, a career highlight for me. And, you know, everyone's asking the same questions. What's it like to land on the moon? And he'd been very quiet, very private for most of his career, until about 20 years ago when he began to open up, and thought he passed away in 2012. But the big question we had for him is, any Irish blood in there? We thought Armstrong was probably a Scottish name. And he was actually delighted at that question. He lit up and said, we've just done the family history, in fact, and his family came from this island in County Fermanagh. And then he laughed and said, apparently, though, we were known for stealing cattle.
Okay. Have you ever had a hankering yourself to head into space?
Oh, yeah. I've applied to be an astronaut at least a dozen times, and I'd go up in a flash. I remember the Irish Times ran a big, I think it was a full-page ad, back in 1991, astronaut wanted, no experience necessary. That was because Ireland's a member of the European Space Agency, and they were looking for astronauts to join their own astronaut corps. And there were only about 12 jobs advertised at the beginning, and there were 12 member states of the European Space Agency. So although Ireland was pretty small, we were expected to get one because that's just the way the optics had to be. And 700 Irish people applied. I got to the last 15, didn't get to the last four, and unfortunately none of our four candidates got selected because there were cutbacks during the whole process, and they only selected six astronauts. And I know one of them was from Spain, and I've often seen the space station flying across the sky with him on it, and shook my fist at him and said, you've got my job.
Okay. Well, listen, you know, it might happen yet. Tell us about tonight, because first of all, this is an online lecture, so everybody can access it.
Yeah, so via Zoom. If you haven't used Zoom, it's dead easy on your laptop. You just type zoom.us, follow the instructions, similar on your smartphone. And so do all that 15 minutes before you start if it's your first time. If you're well used to Zoom, it's dead easy. And you'll be able to see the speaker, hear him, look at his presentation. And the great game changer that happened with Zoom is that we can get speakers from all over the world. So it really opened up the international brilliant speakers that there are out there. And Dr. Stephen Barrett just loves explaining complicated topics to ordinary people that are fascinated by it. So Astronomy has always been about, if you have no interest in astronomy, you're the person we want to join the society because you're missing out. So online, from the comfort of your own room, on your phone, on your tablet, on your laptop, you can watch him explain all about things that Einstein developed. You know, his general theory of relativity has now been proven correct with lots of different experiments. It only really kicks in extreme environments, And it allows for things that we just don't know how to actually do, like warping space and time. And the way the universe works is absolutely fascinating. It's not the way you look around the room and think it works at all. Things are going on at a tiny subatomic level that you would not believe. And if you think it's all fiction, well, bad news for you. The entire electronics industry is based on it. Your smartphone with a trillion transistors in it wouldn't work unless all this science was correct. And so we've built a trillion-dollar industry, multi-trillion-dollar industry, on the kind of things Einstein and others developed around the turn of the previous century.
The man giving the presentation tonight is Dr. Steve Barrett of the University of Liverpool.
Yeah, so he's a doctor. He's a professionally trained scientist. So if you have any questions, if he can't answer them, nobody can. If you've been studying this subject, reading Brian Cox's books and other things like that, of scouring the internet, the colossal amount of information on it these days. When I was a kid, we didn't have that. You had to go to your local library and read all the books there like I did. But nowadays, if you want to know about this, we can get a professional scientist who's delighted to talk to the general public and explain complicated issues. So, for instance, one of the early tests done actually has an Irish connection. Light traveling past the sun will actually be bent from a straight line by the sun's gravity. Now, that doesn't work with Newton's theory of gravity that we had, but it does with Einstein. So they had a big expedition in 1919, and the mirror was made by an Irish company for the telescope that they used. It's back in Ireland on display in Dunfink Observatory, our national professional observatory. And that proved that the light did bend the way Einstein said. And this is actually what made Einstein famous. He was just a German scientist doing some crazy maths and physics that we had no applications for at the time. And when a German was proven correct by the British just after the First World War, when the Germans weren't popular with the British, to say the least, and in fact, he overturned, Einstein did, a British man, not Isaac Newton's theory of gravity. That's what put him on the front page of the newspapers, because there was lots of very interesting science about quantum mechanics and the like going on that never made those scientists famous. It was the British-German war and reaction that made Einstein famous. And we nearly had Einstein working in Ireland. De Valera was a science teacher, a maths teacher, a science teacher. He used to correspond with all the great scientists in the world at the time on a one-on-one level, just personally. So he knew them all, and one of them had trouble getting out of Nazi Germany. His name was Schrodinger, and he was a good friend of Albert Einstein, and he tried to convince, they set up the Dublin Institute of Advanced Studies in Ireland, De Valera did, for Schrodinger, and he did a lot of great work there, and he tried to convince Einstein to come to work in Ireland, telling them what great people they were, and how, you know, the Premier was interested in science as well. Einstein would have done it, only just felt great debt to Princeton University in the US, who had taken him from Nazi Germany. Their history books could have been very different had Schrodinger managed to convince him of that. There are great stories like this in astronomy. It's one of the things I love. There's great history, there's great detective work to figure things out, and people will see a lot of this happening tonight online.
Okay, well, look, before I let you go, can you just remind people where to go this evening, about, what, 6:45, to get involved in this talk?
Yeah, well, book your tickets now. Go to astronomy.ie. As simple as that to get to our website. At least join up as a friend of Astronomy On to get our emails every month. That's free. And if you can afford €1 a week, join the society as well. And, you know, if you're used to Zoom, a few minutes before 7 o'clock, log in. If you're not used to Zoom, just do a quarter of an hour just to make sure you get everything set up nicely. And we'll do the rest after that. I'll tell people what's happening in the sky as well. We do these talks every month. There'll be another one next month. And next month, of course, is the big solar eclipse. You'll see on the website details of the eclipse glasses you can get. And this is the biggest, deepest eclipse we've had since 1999. We had 2,000 people at our event for that one. And there won't be a bigger solar eclipse for Ireland until we get an actual total solar eclipse in 2090. If you're around for that one.
And yeah, very few of us, but there you go.
In about 4 weeks.
Listen, it's a fascinating area. It really is. Dr. David Moore of Astronomy Ireland, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.